And being, as the Mishnah describes, Hashem Natzadik as being the Shari Knesset HaGdayla, so we would expect, we would have to understand that the statement of Anshe Knesset HaGdayla was completed or extended by Hashem Natzadik. This would be not even more than that. We could say that it's the same idea, same basic idea, in a more developed form or a more. Sometimes more developers, more burnt out. So we'd like to see the relationship between these two Mishnayos in a few ways. So the simple way, the first approach, that based on things that we've said in the past, is that there isn't, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Sulmehara Seitov. The Seder of Avodas Hashem requires that first a person makes the efforts to make sure that he goes away from Ra, and only then can he accomplish Tov. If you work it the other way, so there are going to be two problems. One is the Ra that you haven't gone away from will prevent you from accomplishing Tov, and two, the fact that you're emphasizing the Tov and getting frustrated for not succeeding will emphasize the Ra. This is a klal, I don't want to go into all the examples, it would take us off the point, but this is a klal that this one little subtle mistake can explain many practical errors that people make in the Avodas Hashem. You can't start up with the Yetzer Hara the wrong way. If you try to force it, it's a leilich. Not only won't it leilich, but it could backfire. There are storm in the Avodas Hashem. Good intentions is very, very important. Not sufficient. That's sufficient. Good intentions. That's sufficient. That's not how to do things. There's no way around it. That's the way the point that we made, that we say from these two Mishnayos, that the other Amudim, the Amud of Avoida, the Amud of Minas Chasona, are dependent on Amud of Tehya. Because a person could be good hearted to them, to the moon. But if it's not directed through Tehya, you can make such a little error here. When you start on the wrong half, it just won't work. It's very frustrating, very unfortunate. So yeah, I say, tell you, there's a Seder. There's a Seder in all the ways of Shem, in every area. This is a repetitive Seder. It means that each stage that we start a new cycle, or the time we want to continue on the same idea again. So there's a Seder, so yeah, I say, tell you. So it would be very fitting, and that would be top of the case, as we explain these two Mishnayos, that these are the same ideas, they're parallel. But the first one is expressing the Somina, and the second one is expressing the same thing. So we'll just demonstrate that. We explained in the first Mishnah that this Mishnah is explaining how to be sure from the three basic forms of Ra. Okay? What we told about the forms of Ra is not the activity of Ra, but the Shoyish of Ra. Means that koyach, that drive within a person that will send good attention, it's even astray. The basic driving forces that we have to watch out for. And we said that there were three. One, first, was psizus, which the English word for it is. Impulsiveness, we should write that down. We'll have it next time. Are there any English words on this page? I think of impulsiveness, right? Not thinking it over. You have to think it over. One of my rabbis always used to say, that was a very good idea. I have a suggestion. Think it over. And if you think it over, you sometimes think that it's not exactly what you thought the first time. Think it over. I'm always to say, think it over. Psizos, number one, is making snap conclusions. There are a lot of, there's a taivus hamakshavah. There's a desire in man that if you come to a snap idea, something, oh, you got him. You got the punishment, but right? You thought a real good idea, and it's real snappy and catchy, so you're going to go for it. It's like really cute. But if you think it over, you'll find out that there's only one problem. It's not right. That's it, right? It's really smart. It's very cute. The only problem with it is it's wrong. One little detail. And it's better to think it over and realize it and not have to find out by acting it out. That's number one. Number two on the list was the balance between noisein, the makabel, the person who's out to give or to take. A person who is self-centered, we call it a thing. A person who has expression outside of himself. And the third one was tisisas hayetzer, the source of yetzer, the regular yetzer hara, that specializes in physical forms, but has application to all areas. The thing itself may be right, if it would be in the right amount. But there's an excitement that comes from the yetzer hara, and brings a pusher is a person over the red lines. And something that may have been started as a mitzvah, but it gets you all wrapped up in it, and anything in the world taken to an extreme would be bad. And the favorite fellow, the first and the third are the two most common ways of how you get there, from good intentions to bad actions. One is misjudgment by not thinking over carefully, and the third is getting overly involved, excited, and the koyach takes something that was basically a good idea, but takes it beyond its good dimensions, pushes you too far. So these were the three. The second one is selfishness. There are people that have that problem. There are. I've seen some of my testimonies. Yeah, there are such people. Believe it or not, there are such people.
It doesn't surprise me.
There must be somebody like that. It has an admission. It's gotta be. I don't know if I ever mentioned this story, but the people we have in this year, it's always reminds me of the story. Person, two people lived in the same community, and they had all the same opportunities. Everything the same, imagine. And one thing outside, it's unbelievable. They don't turn out such a rush. It's like unbelievable. But people don't understand where's the source, what happened. Right? So when Kochan realized, because let's ask them about their neighbors, friends, and children. So he went to the one who was inside him, and he said, this guy, he's such a bachan, this guy's a chacham, this guy's a tzaddik. He saw the mile in everybody. So he lived in a world full of tzaddikim, so Pali turned out tzaddik. His neighbor, he said, yeah, this guy's a chacham, but look, it's like, you know, he's so stupid, this thing. This one, yeah, true, he's smart, but he's not such good leaders. He saw the chacham in everybody. Right. So he lived in a world full of Rishonim. Zepeli, he lived in a city full of Rishonim. Zepeli turned out bad. Sviva affects us, but a lot of times what the Sviva is. Anyway, getting back to here, the three things, these are the three basic materials, the koichos, forms of Yetzer Hara, which point us in the wrong thing. And in this, the Mishnah told us, I didn't see them, think it over. Amir Tavim Harbe, which is Chesed, which is the highest one of Chesed, the entire teaching, educating, and Harbe, not just the few that would be for this, a few Tamidim would always be for the right they have. But Harbe means accepting Tamidim that will slow you down, you don't have to say it again, you won't understand, that's what you do. Sure. Who invented this? Well, I just have to say. Well, also, Shag L'Teir means that you're supposed to leave some of the people out. No, I'm sorry. It means that a person has to not be able to trust his actual inclinations because he has it. He knows that he can drive him over the lines. So you can't go off to the line. You have to make a good arm, the reaction that you do. So here are the three, right? So here are the three sources of evil. And the sumira, I was telling you, if you want to start off, the first thing you have to do is put up approach of going away from these three sources of Torah. Then we can turn the page, get to the second Mishnah, and we find that the Gimel Amudim, I could explain, I think, correctly last week, that these are the three sources of Tov in the world. If there's anything Tov, if there's something that exists that has real value in absolute terms, in some relationless terms, that would make the Bnei willing to relate to such a person who's involved in this activity, Birotzoi. I mean, it's something the Bnei Yisrael wanted. And this is the only reason why he created the world. That's very difficult. That man has the opportunity to bring out the toy, the Bnei Yisrael himself, his toy. He didn't need anybody for that. He can do it all by himself. Let's create us. The opportunity that a Nivra should bring out his own toy and express it, that's what he needs to do. That's what the world's worth creating. So what are the three things? On the surface, very nice and clear, and we see a beautiful connection. You can close up shop, go home. You got it. Any problems? So that's good. I promised you it would go an easy way. There's an easy way. Yeah, that'll do it definitely. Just for purposes of getting comfortable. If we don't understand everything in this way, so we'll go back and see. But there's a partial understanding over here, and it's a good thing to remember. You have a three evils, and you have a three basic type, to the point that, theoretically at least, a person should be able to put up against this map any action or activity that he has, and to make an absolute value judgment on it. Every action that a person does, if we're going to get complicated, he'll bring in another threesome that we didn't mention yet, just for complicated answers, to confuse them, he has to say. Every action that a person does will fall into one of two groups of three. Either it's Torah, Avoda, or Gnilus Lazodin, and if not, it's Kina, Taira, or Kodin. And we'll relate those to some of the things. We'll get to them, but right now I want to confuse this guy. That's it. If a person, when every action a person does, could and must, in final definition, relate either to this or to that. Sometimes directly, and sometimes indirectly. But in the final analysis, if theoretically we were capable of properly analyzing all of our actions and their ramifications, we would be able to define every action that we do, every idea that we have, in simple terms. Is it Torah, Avoda, Gnilus Lazodin? Then go for it. If it's Kina, Taira, Kovet, then not good. Question. You know that question.
If it's Kina, Taira, and Kovet, does that presuppose that the swimming well wasn't complete?
Very good. I said theoretically. Why? Because there's only simple terms. So life isn't quite so simple. For example, there's an idea of Shaloi Lishma. If we wouldn't have Kina Taiva Kovet to assist us, we wouldn't have a chance. We wouldn't be able to make it straight that way. Every Shaloi Lishma has to be in one of the three. It's either Kina Taiva Kovet. And analyze anything that gets the person moving is going to be somewhere in one of those three categories. And if it's not, either you don't understand what it is, or you don't understand what the categories are. But that's it. That's all that exists. Why is that all that exists? We'll discuss that. But that's it. That's all that is. Okay. So here's an example. This is only one example. There are a lot of others. This is one example why my simple map is not so simple. Because I can find that what's going on here is covered, and therefore I would want to check it out, and that would be the worst possible thing I can do. Because that cover, or that taiva that I have here, is bringing me, in the final of the analysis, 16 steps down the line, wherever it is, to tell you how to avoid the risk of slaughter. So, I said theoretically. Because in order to do this practically, this must know a lot of things. Right? But it's always important to have in the back of your mind this little map. Because although it's not easy to make it, you have to be quite a very common problem to make practical decisions based on this map. Real map is much more complicated. But it does give us perspective. If we're not being positive, we are thinking it over, we sometimes get confused. We have to have some... So it helps to remind that what is there good in the world? What is there in the world? What makes something good? If you can't relate it in the slightest imagination of yours in any form, to Torah, you can't get there. No way. Then you know you're bad, you realize. Unless you're making a serious mistake. But you have a good chance of sorting out some of the false goals. Some of the things that come and present themselves is so important, and really this is Gewaltig Sache. Gewaltig why? Why Gewaltig? Because it, come on, and check it out, you can't get over it. Will it bring me or anybody to tell you? Will it improve some aspect of anybody's life to the point that it can be considered an Ezra Sadia? Is there a Vodas Hashem? And if the answer is no, and nothing counts, then there's a good chance that you know who was talking to me, suggests you do. Especially if it came in hindsight. I was very excited about that, yeah. So you have Caesar's answer, Caesar's answer. And very often the other one altogether. There's a good chance there's nothing wrong. But let's break it down a little bit. We're going to get a little more complicated. I want to show an idea here that it has an importance in and of itself, and it may have an importance in practical application also. Let's go back to the second issue. So these are the three biggies. I discussed a bit of it, understanding of it, how to express it, to hear it, clear of the idea, always that a person understands something best through its opposites. What are the opposites of Torah and Avodah Gemurah Chesed? What's the opposite number? So the obvious answer is, I guessed it, there are three Avodahs that are so chomer that a person has to sacrifice his life before he does that. Gilirayis, Avoyazor, Gilirayis, Shishisor. So, it doesn't take too much to realize, for example, that Avoyazor is the opposite number of Avoyaz Hashem. Avoyaz Hashem, Pasani, Avoyazor, absolute number. Doesn't take much to understand that the absolute opposite of Avoyazor. Yeah. Generally, anything I would do to a person would be better than them. That's about the worst I can get. Now the third one will need some explanation. Equally, let's just first make the statement, equally true, as much as it is obviously true, equally true that Avodah Zarah is the opposite number of Avodah Hashem, and Shechus Dom is the opposite of so too, Gilui Arayos is the opposite number of Torah. How does Gilead and Tayyip? And the other two worked out really nice. I think I have to work too hard for that. Mils Chesodim, it's the opposite. It's the Avodah Hashem, the opposite. There it is. So what's left?
Process of Hashem. Torah is the thing that brings us, makes us human beings, brings us out of our animal state, puts us up to that thing that separates us from everything else. Gilead and Tayyip is the thing that takes us way back down there in the Nefesh, and out of the Neshama.
I said he was listening last night.
Yeah,
he said that last night. I said he was God. Right. That's it. We have three parts to us. We have a Neshama, Chesed, Kama, Mal. We're more related to the Rabbanim Shalom than we are to men. Chesed, Kama, Mal. If you have a neshama, malach is not, the biggest malach in the world is nothing compared to the smallest neshama. A neshama, nishmas yisrael, the smallest neshama is bigger than the biggest malach. It says later, and it's possible, kumish. The malachim, when klai yisrael will be what they should be, the malachim, when they want to know what the Rabbanim Shalom is up to, they have to ask us. Right? Because they can't know. Now, it's also like that, but it's not so easy to... for all the Jews to realize what's going on the level of the Neshama. Sometimes, unfortunately, involved in other things. But the Neshama of Tzarat Smoy is bigger than man. The Guf in Tzarat Smoy, meaning without the Neshama, out of perspective of the Neshama, left on its own, or even worse, taken over the Kovas of the Neshama and Ruach, it's the worst animal in the world. Is there any more destructive animal than man? Ask any of the green peas. No elephant ever destroyed the world as much as that. I mean, a lion, I mean, what can he do? Really? He had two antelopes, five antelopes, like that. Come on, we can destroy the whole species. We're pretty good at it. Man, if the animal of man is controlled, then he's the biggest and most dangerous animal there is. So, stop. This idea has an importance for itself. Very often, a person flies back and forth from two fields. When he was involved in either Torah or religious activity, in any proper form, he has an honest-to-goodness feeling that there's nobody like him. He's unbelievable. He's not human. And then maybe 10 minutes later, or 2 seconds later, he is involved in something that relates totally to the Guru, and maybe brought him to something that has some relationship to let's call it just kina type of kovod v'nachas v'shalom, and get to avodah zarah v'shalom, and get in your eyes, and all of a sudden he doesn't want to look himself in the mirror. I have this, and I did this over here, and that over here. But I'm going to die. I'm going to die. If I'm going to come to shul, I'm going to leave. Yeah. I have to come with social pressure. It's not nice that I'll show up. But if I die, I'll show up and I'll say the words. I'll die, I'll have to talk with him. Yeah, I know what I did. And the swaying back and forth is very confusing. It a lot of confusion. It can bring a person to doubt the honesty of the good that he's done. I'm probably really not as good as I think I am, just a big vulgar. Well, that may also be true. Okay. But the good that a person has done may also be true. But how can the shlach make me done something so good? It must be not so good. And more rare is the reverse, that I can't be as big a Russia as I appear, because look at the good things that I think about it. But that's more rare. Most of the time, it works the other way. Yetahara loves first. Yetzal Nufleinu Macharinu, you say. Yetzal Nufleinu Hashkiveinu, which is right. Macharinu. First he comes in front of us and says, here, look, what is it there? Okay? And the person goes, does it? Then he stands over your shoulder and says, haha, no, you look what you just did. You're going to go, I was there. I saw you. You remember me out there. You just did that. But you're going to die. He loves it. That's his favorite trick. Right. So they say, you think you're in the shama? Don't you see the ghost? So you have to always keep in mind that man has two very important parts. And all of the great milas that every individual has, anybody has a nishmas elokim. And this is something a person should remind himself every day when he says, Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama Shasat Bita Hoyagim. anybody who's Jewish. Minimum. Okay. Neshama should have to hear. I didn't mess up. Story. There's a neshama there. It's a story. Is there any problems around this from the other fellow? That's the good. But as long as the neshama is there, that's who to talk to. If the group's got a problem, neshama, who's bigger anyway? Neshama is bigger. Who's more problem? Oh, so what's the goof? What's the piece there? What is it now? What's in the shaman? They didn't come in now. Who's coming? Come on. So there's a Yitzhar, nobody's messing things up, but the Etzin. If we didn't give the Yitzhar all the advantages, the Goof wouldn't have a chance. I don't know, Shaman? Shaman? Goof stands a chance of coming from Shaman? So everybody has to remember that you don't have to be a Baal Gaiva if you did anything great, but neither do you have to doubt the value of it. This is something good. Don't you have a Neshama? Should it come out sometime? Okay. So, it is something good. Nor does a person have to be overly self-disrespectful because of some shown value of the goof. So, you did this. Maybe it isn't a good so we do too, though. But, it's not going to be have a good. Oh, you think you're allowed? Okay, I'm allowed. True, you have a neshama, it's a good goof. In this way, a person learns to keep a very healthy balance. And keep proper value. This is really one of the bichudushim of the Bali Musa, that they give it koyach, this realization of these type of ideas, gives a person to take on the greatest heights without becoming a Baal Gaiva. And to deal with the lowest of low of his kleichus and nefesh without getting broken. Because without it, you can't do it. You have to keep yourself very lukewarm. But anything good that you do will send you the gaiva, and bad that you do will send you the yish. So you have to ignore both the good and bad that you do, and you're reduced to a very mediocre thing that you're doing. But we agree. On both sides, we have gewaltige good kleichus in our neshama, and gewaltige bad kleichus in our goof. And it's no pillar that they sometimes both show up. It could be an instantaneous, it's a whole thing. The man is made up of the three levels, right? A will of right. That's the point.
What was, how did these three terrible there is?